We have two seismographs. One is a small digital one, a Raspberry Shake seismometer, and the other one is a large SEP UK seismometer, and it's here in the physics lab in the school. And we picked up a signal on both of them. I was able to access the school one online, and I got a very strong signal on both. The interesting thing is that the seismometer, the Raspberry Shake, gave me very, very good data and showed me from the wave reading that the source must be very close to here. Like I am an amateur, but reading the seismograph, it looks like it's probably within about 10 or 15 kilometers from here maximum. And that would be borne out by the reports I've gotten this morning of people contacting me from Convoy to Glenswilly to Ahiaran, over, you know, across Killigordon and out to Glenfinn, who said they heard something or felt something last night. Mostly reports of noise in houses and people reporting rumbling explosion type sound. So it's good to get it confirmed. And this morning I've seen the data from the professional seismometer at Inch Island that's run by the Irish National Seismic Network. And it shows a very clear, strong signal at 1948 GMT last night. So 2048 local time here.
And this isn't the first time we have seen such a report here in Donegal, but is this becoming more frequent, do you think?
I don't think so, no. Geologic time works on different scales to human time. And, you know, these earthquakes have been happening for a very long time. But what is happening is the citizen science initiatives, like the ones that the school here is involved with, the seismology in school program that puts seismometers in schools, and the community seismology program. Again, these are run by the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and they have put Raspberry Shake seismometers, which are small and, you know, very, very easy to run. And they've put those in a few schools around the country. So the ability to detect these things has become greater. And I suppose these things would have happened years ago and people would have just said, oh, well, that was a strange noise, and gotten on with things. But nowadays we can quantify it and say exactly where it was, when it was, you know, how deep it was in the crust, all that kind of thing. So I don't think they're getting more frequent, just our ability to detect them is improving.
And do you ever think that we will get to a stage where damage will be caused by these earthquakes? Do you think they will increase in magnitude, or they will be relatively small?
Oh, they'll be relatively small. The thing about the earthquakes, though, is, you know, you can never say never, you know. And again, I am speaking as an amateur, but, you know, I've been doing this for nearly 15 years. And the thing about it is that they can surprise you. But because of our location, we're not near a plate boundary in the Earth's crust. So the closest one to us is the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, you know, several hundred kilometers to the west of here. And so, you know, you're talking about very, very small energies, like intraplate earthquakes, they're called. Now, here, I can speculate all you like as the cause, but there are ancient faults that run through Donegal. I mean, you only have to look at our topography to know that at one stage it was very geologically active. But there isn't much energy stored in the stresses that one would think that are in the earth here. Now, the northern coast of the country is rising after the last ice age very, very slowly. I mean, anyone who's been to the North Antrim coast can see those raised beaches, you know, that were once ancient shoreline. And that kind of readjustment after the ice sheet melted away, the ground rises again. And so, you know, the stresses could be related to that, but they could just be due to ancient fault systems that are just, you know, shrugging a little bit to release a bit of pent-up energy. So none of those indicate that we would ever get a very energetic quake. Like a magnitude 3 for here would be very big indeed, you know. But historically, they have happened of that magnitude, but I can't imagine any more than that.